This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
This is the funniest, like, hypocritical stance of the tournament that I think everybody has and everybody struggles with. We all want upsets and chaos the first 2 days.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alena Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Dirt and Spray.
I want to see the chaos the first 2 days.
I have McNeese against Gonzaga in my sweet.
But coming up, I'd like to know the players and I'd like to know the names as the tournament goes on.
Hurt and missing work, insurance companies acting like jerks. Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. Alena, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Alena Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater, and by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Alena on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Spray here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, and live today at Alena, hanging out right at the sports book, the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. And boy, I got to tell you, man, there was a lot of admiration and respect for the bros who were here early, getting their tables lined up, sitting down. We got a guy over here on a leather chair who's looking through his lines. He's got the whole printout sheet in front of him. He's getting ready to go. Everybody's getting their papers. We got a guy next to us who's setting the bar up. It is 8:05 in the morning, and these people are ready to roll, baby.
They are ready to roll, even if it's just for one more day before it all looks bad. God, me in that open saying, I got Gonzaga and McNeese.
Looks good, doesn't it? Looks good.
It looks good today. It might all fail tomorrow, but it looks good today.
We are back out at Alena for George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presenting Fan Madness. Final day for us out here today. Everybody else will be live out here, of course, later today. Danny and Dusty and then Isaac and Suk in the evening at the Stadium Sports Bar here at the Alena Sports Book. And it is, of course, also brought to you by Coors Light, where the Stadium Sports Bar right here, they're going to have Coors Light buckets and special Coors Light merch available.
How about that?
While supplies last, and our good friends at Video Only. And come out here today, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at the Alena Sportsbook. And I will tell you, when you can gamble on the games, it means a little bit more. And it adds to the enjoyment of the overall tournament.
Does.
So excited for it all to begin here shortly, right after we're off the air. We got one more hour to go in the show. We will spring the line coming up at 8:30. Get your fake sponsors in to the fan text line, 503-864-6326. I wanted to start the final hour. We'll get to a couple other things here in a moment, but I got a long ways to go. Jake earlier asked me, he said, hey, you get to hang out here until the end of the Oregon game, and I'm like, dude.
The end of the Oregon game?
That game, that's like a tip till 7:30 tonight,
wow.
Man. That's going to be over at midnight, basically. So it's the last one of the night. Oregon and Liberty Bibberty now becoming a budding rivalry, if you will. Fiesta Bowl NCAA tournament.
You got to win a game to make it a rivalry. They got blown out in that Fiesta Bowl.
That is true. Remember early, I think Liberty scored first, if I'm not mistaken. Weren't they up 7-0? Everybody's like, oh, and then I think it was 45-7 the rest of the way. But Oregon and Liberty tonight, Dana Altman has been to the tournament a number of times at Oregon. He has never lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So there's many things that you can count on, and Dana Altman not losing in round one.
Is that ever or just at Oregon?
Just at Oregon. I don't know if he did at Creighton.
He had some good Creighton teams.
He did lose a handful of times at Creighton in the first round.
Okay.
But at Oregon, he has been, I want to say, 7 times to the tournament. Let me count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great radio. 6, 7, 8. Been 8 times.
Yeah.
And every time he's won a first-round game. Well, and that includes multiple Sweet 16 trips, an Elite Eight trip, and a Final Four trip.
It's an interesting team because they've got guys back from last year. The one thing you don't usually have in that sport anymore is guys back from the year previous.
So yeah, continuity.
Yeah, so you're familiar. Remember, the Final Four team was special, one, because they were super talented, but two, you kind of got to watch them grow. You saw them at the start of all of it, and where it got them was the Final Four and maybe a box out rebound away from a national championship appearance. So, like, that's what makes some of this special for a lot of programs, whether they're big or small. I also think this is a really weird team.
They have been all year.
I've watched them all year. Now, I haven't caught every single game, but every time I watch them, I'm like, How are they winning this game? And then you watch them and go, man, they're good. And then you watch them and go, hey, they stink. Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of been them all season long, but they largely have come out on top because Dana Altman gets his guys. I think what he does really well is has his guys ready for big moments. Dusty May said this yesterday with Michigan. Like, he's like, we've been doing this all year. We've always been shooting ourselves in the foot, been doing it all year. And when you're in those moments, you're used to it. You're kind of, you're built in for it in a weird way.
You were molded by the fire.
Right. Yeah. I was born in it. But it doesn't always mean you're going to win every close game. But when you're in those situations, you just feel a little more comfortable maybe than other teams. And so, like, I just wonder if that's Oregon. And it seems like it is year in and year out. He does an exceptional job of having his guys ready to go in those clutch time moments. What I'm curious about, though, is if they lose and Liberty Bibberty is shooting the lights out,
which they can do, they're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country.
If they lose to Liberty and it's his first-round loss, I'm not saying it's the majority. I'm not even telling you it's close to the majority because I can't begin to pretend to know what Oregon Duck fan thinks about basketball, the men's program.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the noise will be, though, because I think since that Final Four, people have almost been a little bit disappointed.
There's a lot of idiots amongst us.
Well, yeah,
we got a lot of dummies in our fan base. Okay. I'll acknowledge
fine.
It.
But what is the bare expectation of Oregon men's basketball, I guess, is what I'm just curious to find out if they lose to Liberty. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
But if they lose to Liberty, what that is.
The irony in this for me is that they had the year before COVID, they went to the Sweet 16. They damn near beat Virginia. I think that was the year Virginia won
Pritchard
the title.
Pritchard was so good in that game, yeah.
And they came up just short. They went on a run, got hot late. The next year, Pritchard was back. It was his senior year. They would have been a top 3 seed probably in the cut. They were going to win the Pac-12.
The men and women's teams
men and women's
exceptional.
Tournaments canceled, yeah. So you lose out on that one. The next year, they go to the Sweet 16. And then he has back-to-back years where it's just not up to his standard, but they still are going to the NIT. But, you know, who cares largely. Last year, they're a shot away from going to the Sweet 16 again and beating Creighton. That was a game that was back and forth. It was one of the best games early in the tournament, and Creighton edged him out in, it might have been double overtime, if I'm not wrong.
Well, you told us yesterday how good Kuznar was.
I mean, who could forget how good Kuznar was in that game? I mean, you're a shot away from going to the Sweet 16. So, look, there's a lot of idiots out there. There shouldn't be higher expectations than this at Oregon basketball. There just shouldn't. You're relevant year in and year out. You're going to the tournament more often than you're not. It's a weird landscape where guys are coming and going and, transfer portal or players are leaving every year. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to ask for any more than this as a fan.
Well, college, how many more years will you have it, too? Because he's already been asked about retirement.
I mean, they went to the Big Ten this year, which is one of the best conferences, if not the best conference in the country. Screw the SEC. They're overrated. They went 24-9, 12-8. They got quad one wins. Like, yeah. Upsets can happen. I would be surprised if they lose tonight just because of his track record and the way that his team usually plays late in the season. But crazier things have happened. They're only a 6 or 7 point favorite. And to your point, Liberty can get hot from three and win any game. That's the beauty of March Madness. But also for the same reason why we talked about this yesterday with Texas, like, I think overreacting to a one-game sample size or a two- or three-game sample size is just ridiculously dumb. Like, Texas did this where they're going to fire their head coach, but they said, you know, had he gone on a tournament run, we would have kept him around. And these are, like, there's random things that happen, man. You could come out and have a game in the tournament where you shoot the worst game you've had all year from three and you just lose and your season's over. Mm-hmm. Is that indicative of the overall health of the program? Or you run into a team and you win because they go 1 of 17 from 3. Is that indicative of your program heading in the right direction? Or did you just catch a team in a single elimination format who had an off night? And then you won a tournament game. So now we're going to keep the head coach. So I don't overreact too much either way to this. I do expect them to win. But for people who aren't happy with the health of the program, like, you're going to the tournament almost every year. You're winning a game every time you go. You're back again this year. You're not going anywhere next year. Shellstad's going to be back. Biddle's going to be back, likely. We'll see what happens with guys like Kwame Evans and what else you bring in the portal. Like, I don't know. The overall program is in a really good spot, the best it's ever been. He has won more games in the month of March over the last 15 years since he was hired than any coach or program in the country. Like, a lot of good things that you can hang your hat on, and people who are anti-Dana Altman, I just have never understood.
The weird thing about it is he's almost kind of the victim of his own success.
Yeah.
He is established, like Ernie Kent had some really fun teams, like teams that, being a kid and being a lot younger, like, I didn't care about the Duck Beaver thing. Like, I really loved the Ridnour, Jackson Jones teams. I loved Tawan Porter. That was really fun to watch. But, like, largely it was too up and down. Like,
yeah.
It was either just...
They disappear after a good season.
Yeah, they would go to an Elite Eight and, boom, completely crater, and then somehow found themselves there a couple years later on a hot streak.
Yeah.
It's establishing continuity, success, building good culture, hard work. And because he had the Final Four season, he's now kind of, in a weird way for some, not again, maybe not majority, maybe not close to majority, kind of suffering from it of like, what are we going to miss? One win a year in the tournament? It's like,
right.
I just want to be in the tournament.
Every year.
You know, it's like...
Just be in the dance and be in the mix every year.
It's why I'm so anti-Oregon State. My Beavs are in the crown. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to be in the tournament. When you're in the tournament, it just... People aren't flooding A-Lin-A to come bet on the crown.
You got your crown bets in for the weekend?
No.
You got your crown bets
in? I don't
in?
Think Live Golf is on there, but, like, I think overall, like, we're here for the tournament, and I just want to be in it. And your team, largely, when they make it, which is, what's the hit right now as Emmons coach? 89% of the time he's been here, they've been in the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw out the COVID year because they would have gone.
I don't count it.
So he's been, 14 years and 15 years, 9 of the 15 years they've gone? It would have been 10 with COVID.
Like, that's right, because he had to rebuild the program because it was cratered by the previous coach.
It took the first 2 years they didn't go, and then after that they went 5 or 6 years in a row, 1 year off, 3 or 4 years in a row, had the swoon from 21 to 23,
right.
And now they're back for the second straight year.
But largely what I'm saying is every year he's in it, they're in the conversation.
They're in the mix to go to the tournament every single year. They play tonight.
You're not a blue blood.
No, you're not. Yeah, it's okay.
Like you're Kentucky. Yeah. It's like, we haven't won a title. It's like, yeah, well, the one you won doesn't really count because 9 teams existed.
Hey, get you one of these.
You weren't even ducks. You were tall trees.
Get you one of these.
Tall firs.
Bitch, let's see, you won a national championship in college basketball.
You hadn't paid Disney off for Donald Duck rights yet.
So Oregon gets going tonight. I'm excited. Can I give you my key ingredient? We'll see if Swag agrees with this. You have my key ingredient?
Yeah,
my keys
sure.
to the game?
Sure.
Kwame Evans to me is the guy that's the – he's a – A
when
game
he has
changer.
A good game.
Like, I felt like he ended the season. I know he wasn't good in the conference tournament, so maybe that's not a good sign. But at the end of the regular season, I felt like he was stringing together games. And he was the guy early in the year that I'm like, why is he not playing more? Why is he not getting more minutes? It just didn't make sense. He's a bit of a matchup problem for everybody.
When he shoots, I get nervous.
Yeah.
But he was making them at the end.
And when he's making them, you're like, all right, he's one of those like, no. Oh, okay, nice shot. That one went in.
I think Biddle's going to be a monster today.
He's an experienced guy. He's been around a long time. Maybe back for another year. So that's my key to the game. There you go. Biddle and Kwame Evans got to have good games. They play Liberty tonight. You can catch it right here on The Fan or on True TV if you're watching at home. Let's be honest, tip-off probably around 7:30.
Yeah, Joey Mack was saying that yesterday.
It's going to be, I mean, these games all run late. It goes long all day, so it'll probably be a little bit later in the evening. We are live out at A-Lin-A. We're having a blast. Everybody's lining up, getting ready to get their bets in, sit down here
gotta
at the
get
sports
a table.
Book. We got an hour basically until games tip off. Baylor, Mississippi State's the first one up this morning. Speaking of which, let's take a look at the slate today, plus a random college football stat or fact. Is it a stat or a fact?
Stat
from Brandon Sprague. So we'll get to that next, and then we'll spring the line. line coming up at the bottom of the hour. So get your sponsors in, 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. We're back after this on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in, 8:21. Happy Friday morning, everybody. We're live out of the A&A Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. The sports book is filling up. If you want a seat at this place, I'm going to go ahead and recommend getting your butt up here, getting your bets ready to go.
Get your butts here.
Get your butts here. There's a lot of people that are lining up and sitting down, so everybody's getting ready to go. Lady Tournament starts here in a matter of moments, in about 9 minutes.
Who's the first game? Sorry if you said it earlier.
The first game is Iowa State, Michigan. 8:30 on ESPN2.
Ah, there we go.
So that's first up. And then you got Liberty Bibberty. They're in the Lady Tournament, too. They're taking on Kentucky. That is a 9 a.m. game. So you got two games on their side before the men even tip off. Their first game on the men's side, 9:15, Baylor and Mississippi State. We will spring the line in a matter of moments.
Matt says, I'd rather listen to Gilbert Gottfried cover My Heart Will Go On than My Tractor Sexy or Sam Cooke's Change Gonna Come for workout music.
Gilbert Gottfried singing My Heart Will Go On's. I'd listen.
He died, right?
Wow, Swigard, really?
No, I asked. I didn't just say it. Matter-of-factly.
Wow.
I think he passed away.
I think he did pass away in 2022. Three years ago.
Yeah.
It was a lukewarm stance to begin, but you ended up being right. You're proven right.
Wait, it's not a stance.
Stance. You killed off Gilbert Gottfried, R.I.P. Let's take a look at the rest of the slate on the men's side today. Yesterday, look, do you guys agree with me? Kind of sucked.
I said it first today, kinda so you
sucks.
Agree with me.
The madness was muted, definitely.
Muted madness.
We didn't have a buzzer beater winner. We had a buzzer beater tie, potentially, with my guy! McGeehee. But, yeah, no. I mean, the upsets didn't feel very... Like, I didn't expect Clemson to score 13 points. But I also was expecting McNeese State to win.
Yeah, not shocking.
I wasn't shocked. I thought the UNC Wilmington won the very last game of the night.
I went to bed in the second half of that one.
Oh, man, I was still awake. That would have been the game for the upsets. I'm curious today, Michigan State Bryant. Costos is on Bryant?
Bryant outright, which is a little concerning. I got Michigan State in a parlay to cover that big number.
Well, I'm curious. The money line of Bryant is, I might want to dabble in that. It's got to be like plus 400, right?
I would imagine so.
That is a 10 p.m. local time tip in Cleveland.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a late one. 7 o'clock our time. That is the last game before the Oregon game. So second to last game of the night, Michigan State and Bryant.
Swag and I went to the ladies tournament last year, but Swag and I went to the men's one when it was here
a couple years back.
Swag, you remember going to that?
Yeah.
What, four games in the day, I think?
It's a long day.
It is...
Long day.
We weren't cheering for anybody. It's exhausting.
Yeah. When you're sitting in press row and you're not availed of the normal beverages that help you enjoy a tournament.
And
when you're
can't just a cheer.
Fan.
You're worried about if you're in Kevin Harlan's shot right now. You are. Don't act stupid.
Don't pick your nose.
We had great TV seats.
Yeah, you're live on CBS right now.
You can't fart.
No farting.
The food is just like, after the first time, it's mid. It's like, oh, I want bland
and
potatoes.
And if one of your games is a blowout,
oh, it's so bad.
You can't flip necessarily to another game. You're just stuck with that game.
Yeah, and your people watching. And there's all kinds of... What I'm kind of getting at here is, unless you're super excited about the teams that are there or you have the rooting interest, it's a little overrated of an event to attend.
I agree with you. I agree with the assessment.
Especially in Oregon. You can't even gamble on the game at the game.
That's
why you come to ALNA.
Makes sense, I think, if you're a Duck fan going up to Seattle. That one at least entices me because, one, Climate Pledge, nice arena. You get to see Arizona, beautiful. Right? So a program that you're familiar with play ahead of you.
Yep.
And then you get to see Oregon, and it's not flying to, Birmingham, Alabama to go watch your team play.
You might see a 12-5 upset. Colorado State, Memphis is first up at 11. That's in Seattle.
It's not even an upset from a standpoint of Vegas.
Not in Vegas. It's not the Colorado State's favorite.
You get Grand Canyon and Maryland as your other game.
Mm.
I prefer to watch the Grand Canyon women's team, but for different reasons. Are we excited today, Swag? Do we like the matchups? Do we feel more madness on the horizon?
I think there could be more madness.
I think today is going to be chaotic.
You think we get chaotic Friday?
Yeah, I do. I think it's
your shot Friday morning.
Don't you always get one day kind of meant to not good, and the other day is always usually pretty good?
Look, I prefer it to be Friday, too, because we're going into the weekend. Let's get the chaos vibes going, but I need some chaos in my life.
Dude, I am all over. I mean... hammering Alabama. I need Bobby Morris to piss off forever.
That's your biggest
I've
play
got
of the day.
Bama just smoking Robert Morris.
Play.
I got him at 13.5 in the first half.
Let's go, baby.
And I got him at 22.5 on the overall game line. I need Alabama. I need night outs.
Night outs. Don't let me down.
To send Bobby Morris packing today.
Let's get to, you guys ready to spread the line? We got our picks ready to go?
Well, I want to give you a college stat.
Oh, yeah. What's your college stat?
Quickly.
College football stat. What do you got?
Did you know, this is a fun college football stat, since January of 2023, Kirby Smart has won 24 games?
Yeah.
Since January of 2023,
I think I know where you're going with this.
Kirby Smart's program has had 25 arrests.
Two more guys yesterday.
They had a guy getting a speeding ticket named Nitro.
Turbo Nitro or something like that. I remember him. He entered the portal and then unentered the portal.
We know they're not ethical down south.
They had a guy crash into an apartment building, too.
They care more about abortion rights than they do about, guys being in trouble off the field.
Dude, at what point does a coach just say, "No, but you're not allowed to drive. No more drive. We have enough money. I'm picking you up in a bus. Everybody Ubers. Let's get a deal with Uber. You're not allowed to have a car anymore."
At what point is this an actual issue that we need to be talking about? 25 arrests since January of 2023?
Bananas, man. Absolutely bananas.
Why does it not matter?
Because he's won two national championships. That's why. You know why it doesn't matter. Come on now. You get away with whatever you want you win national titles. All right, let's bring the line. Get your sponsors in. 503-864-6322. 26. That is the fan text line. I already got it. If you watch it on YouTube, I'll hold it up. You ready for this?
Oh.
Ready for this?
Wait, you're going to put up your amount. Oh, you got your tickets?
I got my tickets.
I got my tickets,
I got
too.
My tickets.
I got a Chargers Futures ticket, too.
You did, which you could have done on your phone, but I appreciate the hustle being here.
It feels better
now
having
you
got to
come up and cash it when they win the AFC West. We all know they're going to win the AFC West,
if I win that ticket,
right?
That'll be worth driving up here to get it. I'll tell you that much.
So we will give our spring line picks. We got our parlays cooked up. We're ready to go.
Smells good.
Maybe walk over to the kiosk during the commercial break. But all that's to come. Spring line is next.
All right, hold on. Got to wait for it to come back around. Can't jump in at the wrong time of the song.
You think this guy's from Florida or just a Florida fan?
Go Gators, baby. Here we go. Ready?
I love their colors.
Everybody ready to go?
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring line brought to you by DOEF, the Department of Fan Efficiency. Turns out that 90% of the waste at the station was the tissue budget for Sprague after he cried so hard from losing his bets.
Accurate. Very accurate.
Somebody just gave us a simple favorite pick of the day is Grand Canyon, brought to you by the scent of Alenay. It's very strong.
Damn right it is.
Spring line brought to you by Sprague's discernment of different colors. Maybe this explains why he keeps checking the wrong box on his sports betting tickets at the casino. It's green. I'm going to check green. Spring line brought to you by Dirt's TikTok dance. That will get more hits than any Sprague picks this year.
Wow.
Spring line brought to you by Oregon being represented in tournament time. That's it, and that's simple.
Okay.
Spring line brought to you by Dana Altman's Dad Hair, the only thing more consistently reliable than Sprague blowing his family's grocery money on the losing tournament bet. What else we got
My
here?
My daughter legitimately, we left because they were acting like we were flying out of town because God forbid their parents leave them for one night.
Yeah.
And so my youngest is trying not to cry. My oldest is like, Dad? Dad?
Dad?
Don't.
Dad?
Don't go crazy.
Don't go wild.
I go, what do you think I'm going to do? And she goes, don't lose all our money.
Don't lose our money.
I'm like, ouch. You think that's really what I would do?
Sprague's been Chevy Chase during the commercial breaks. He's like, I'm going to go pee. You look over there. He's at a slot machine. Damn it. There goes another 20 bucks. Runs back over real quick. Had breakfast with the family. Yeah. You're like, I'll be right back, kids.
Look, I'm getting off this show.
Son of a biscuit.
I'm going straight to the hotel room. I'm going to pop a gummy. We're going to get breakfast, and then Daddy's hitting the tables a little bit, all
right? Daddy's going to have some fun this morning. We're going to be here. It's going to be a blast. Spring line brought to you by Bobby Morris, now getting the house, now betting the house on the exit, thanks to Sprague being so excited for Alabama. And one more here, spring line brought to you by the color green. Sprague may know what green actually looks like if his bets ever won any money.
That's a good point.
I will let you go first, Jason Swigart. We've already kind of gone through our parlays. You're heading out here as soon as you're done podcasting.
Yes.
So you're going to lock in your parlay of the day. What is Jason Swag, college basketball swag, eyeballing?
Let's see. Which one am I going to early here?
Need to look at the lines. I can't get the lines up.
Get the lines. Give me the lines.
St. Mary's is one of the very best rebounding teams at both ends of the floor.
Hell yeah,
Vanderbilt
brother.
Better make everything they throw up. Otherwise, they're going to get housed.
Hell yeah.
I will take the Gales minus 4.5.
The Gales. Love the Gales, baby.
Yo, where do I find the lines at? I'm struggling with this again.
You got to go to Alenay's website. You
gaming
go to Alenay.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you go gaming and promotions.
Yeah.
So you go to gaming and then you Alenay Sportsbook. See how it says Alenay Sportsbook.
I'm there right here.
And then you scroll down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And, nope, too far. Too far. A little bit up. A little bit.
Nope,
not that one. Right there. Build your bet.
All
boom.
Right. There we go. First of all, love that pick. I got St. Mary's going to the Sweet 16. I'm in on St. Mary's. I might have St. Mary's. Let me fold this bad boy. I might have St. Mary's in my Elite Eight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm losing to Duke.
Go Gales. Duke's not going to be there, but that's all right. They're going down.
I disagree. Duke's going to the Final Four. I'm taking Baylor plus the 1.5, though I got him on the money line. Minus 106 versus minus 113.
Not a big difference.
I've already mentioned Bama. The line's going the wrong way, so that's concerning me now. I'm hammering them. I'm going to ride Lipscomb with you at plus 14.5.
Let's go, Lipscomb.
I'm all over Colorado State on the money line. I think they spank old Penny Hardaway, who burned me years ago for an autograph, or even a simple, hello, thank you for being a fan of mine.
People don't forget.
Absolute douche. And the final one, I am taking North Carolina minus the 2 against Ole Miss.
Okay, I got two different parlays cooked up. I got an early parlay and a late parlay, and I hope to be making a return trip out to Alenay to cash the return parlay, because I'll be here by the time this one's wrapped up. Early parlay, we got Baylor plus 1.5, Bama minus 22.5, Lipscomb plus 14.5, Colorado State minus 1.5.
I love it.
That's your winning ticket of the morning.
Yeah.
Then we fast forward to our winning ticket of the evening. We got UConn minus 5.5. Oklahoma shouldn't be in the tournament. They suck. Screw the SEC. UConn rolls them. Illinois is going to the Final Four. I got them minus 3.5
over
Xavier.
They are going to the Final Four,
They're going
baby.
To the Final Four,
Let's
baby.
Go.
I got Illinois minus 3.5. We fast forward. Swag keeps telling me how good Arizona is. Caleb Love might go 2 for 27.
Lay
I don't
the
care.
Big wood.
I'm laying the one on Arizona minus
14.5.
We're going Oregon over Liberty Biberty.
Yes.
The fighting insurance companies minus 7. Followed by, actually preceding it, but it's the last one on my ticket, Michigan State minus 17.5.
Are you nervous about that one?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous now. I'm not going to lie.
That's a lot of points for a Michigan State team that
Look,
plays
I
a lot
it.
Of teams
lot of
close.
Points. They're playing Bryant.
No,
it's
if you
want to
lay big wood, Florida is going, I don't, they might put up 120 points against Norfolk State.
So you think
State.
They win by more than 30?
I think it's 28.5 what I'm looking at now. I love the Ducks. The starting backcourt for Liberty is both under 6 feet. Barthelemy and Jackson Shilstead are going to their front line.
Their front
line tops out at
6'8".
If they play through Nate Biddle and he doesn't get into foul trouble, Oregon could have a lot of fun here late this evening.
One more to throw in there because I actually need to go bet it.
We gotta hurry up, man.
Well, I know.
Games are almost here.
I got New Mexico also beating Marquette. They're a 4-point dog.
Yeah. It's Patino time.
It's, yeah, it absolutely is.
That's where, I believe, that isn't that where Richard, no. Did he get hired out of there? Trying to remember.
We got an Oracle moment.
Riggins,
going on right
I don't
now.
Know. You're the one that
Come
knows.
On, Riggins.
Yes, know the answer to that. I
You're
got
Mr.
No.
College Basketball, is what they call you in the streets.
I got no clue. I'm gonna. You know
Any
what?
Any peekaboos to the round twos? Because
yeah.
We'll have that over the weekend.
I'm gonna do a peekaboo for you.
Because I like McNeese State plus 5.5 against Purdue. Who, by the way, Swag, you poo-pooed High Point. High Point scared the crap out of Purdue yesterday.
High Point did. High Point gave Purdue a game. I'm going Gonzaga money line.
Love it.
Tomorrow.
God, I love it.
I'm going Gonzaga money line against Houston tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm contemplating going Creighton money line parlay with Gonzaga money line.
Creighton is
combined
loaded.
With Arkansas money line.
Oh,
Arkansas,
no.
Gonzaga, and Creighton money line
Don't
tomorrow.
Do
what
it.
Do we
I
think?
Got him losing
this guy's looking
Auburn.
At me like I'm crazy. He's looking
he,
like
he loves it. Look
he loves
him.
It. He's going to do it. Bet that underdog.
Loves it.
So there you go. I don't know. That's what I like tomorrow. Look, we're going to lose all of our money, but it's fun. It's
now,
fun
that Gonzaga game, that's all on Ryan Nemhard. If he can handle the pressure of Houston and not turn it over.
Oh, he can handle the pressure.
We're riding Ryan Nemhard.
He can handle the pressure.
Hard in that game there, Swaggard.
There you go. You got anything else you want to throw out today, Swag? Sorry, we only got one pick from you.
Nope, I'm good.
That's it? That's all you got? Just one game? That's all you're betting? Did you give us more than one
no,
game?
No, I gave you more. I'm taking Oregon. I'm laying the big wood with Florida, Arizona.
Florida, that's right. Okay.
I got Drake beating Texas Tech.
Don't mess with the Drake.
That team knows what they're doing, which is always a scary thing come tournament time, especially with the second game and only one day of prep.
Everybody loves the Drake, and people keep reminding me, I can't bet the Zags here. Damn it.
Can't bet the Washington schools. Why can't we just all get past this?
Why can't we get over that?
The in-state betting, the college betting in general.
Mental bet for tomorrow. Look, Gonzaga money line.
These flaming libs in Oregon and Washington need to come together and stop this madness. Stop being dumb. Let's not outthink the room here. Let us gamble on all of it.
There you go. Spring in the line every Friday. Well, not really, but for now. At
On and off
at 8:30. It's fun nonetheless. Appreciate all the sponsors. Get your bets in. Come hang out with us. We're live out at the A&A Stadium Sports Bar
Dude,
and Grill.
Packed. It's the action is it's going here.
I'm not going to lie. I am incredibly impressed with how many people are here this early in the morning. Games are still a half hour away.
Dude.
There's I don't know how many tables are even available right now.
Come to my
bar.
Room. Papa got me.
Come back. Go play some roulette. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. We wrap it up on a Friday live out at A&A next on the Fam. All right, last segment for us out here at A&A. Fam Madness again brought to you by George McCoy, Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law, presenting partner here. And it's also brought to you by our good friends at Coors Light. We're right now at the Stadium Sports Bar here at A&A. They got Coors Light buckets and special Coors Light merch available while supplies last and video only. So come hang out with us all day. We got Keith in a garbage truck. Get me a Bloody Mary. He's not currently in a garbage truck.
No.
He's got his parlays
cooked up. He's out of the truck, yeah.
And he's getting me a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
So our Fridays are off to a terrific start here. We got our tickets ready to go.
Yep.
People are asking us what our favorite bets are. Look, don't listen to me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But, there we go, baby. Look at that.
Yeah, you got a big pickle.
Go YouTube cam. YouTube cam on that
pickle
boy,
there.
Huh? Mmm.
Hey, that's Patrick tasty. Harris.
Patrick Harris in the flesh, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't think he'd say hi to me. I texted him the last 2 times. He hasn't responded.
He doesn't respond.
I
think
anymore.
He hates you personally.
Probably.
I think there's a bit of a beef
that's
brewing
fair.
Between
I,
the two of you.
I hate me too.
You know, teach their own. Tonight, let's take a quick peekaboo ahead to the Blazers playing the Denver Nuggets.
Ah, peekaboo.
And if you want to know who's in the lineup tonight, I'll go ahead and give you an alert. The Blazers are the favorite in this game, despite the fact the Nuggets are basically 20 games above 500.
Yeah.
The reason they're the favorite in the game is because Jokic is not playing. Now, is he just out for out reasons, or is he actually hurt?
He's hurt, and I think
he's
been
banged
sick,
up.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's something actually going
back.
On there.
He'll be back. Yeah.
I know he's
going to
be back, but yeah.
Murray's
okay.
been upgraded to questionable. He's got an
yes.
ankle.
Game time. Him and Aaron Gordon are a game time decision.
I think if you were a betting man, which we are today.
Clearly.
I would go try to take the Nuggets, if any, plus value.
A little plus money on the Nuggets?
I mean, they're probably like a minus at the plus one and a minus to win straight up.
Okay.
But because if Murray plays, Gordon had like 26 and 11 in their last game. It's not like Portland is dominating these good teams that are shorthanded.
No, they should have lost to the Raptors the other night. The Raptors pulled their guys. The Wizards gave them a dogfight. Yeah. Like,
Grizzlies came back in the third quarter.
Grizzlies came back
in the fourth.
There was no John Morant. It is a decent night, though. So just take a look at the overall standings. Well, there's 12 games, I believe, remaining for Portland and for Phoenix. I'm kind of just ruling Dallas out at this point.
Yeah, Dallas is such
even
a sinking ship.
They're still technically ahead of the Blazers.
I give you credit on that one. You were asking out loud, like, will they win a game the rest of the season? And I hadn't looked at their schedule, but, yeah, I don't know who they'll beat.
Yeah, I mean, so you're 2 games behind Phoenix right now. We went through it, you know, yesterday, I think,
Phoenix
on the show.
Phoenix has the Cavs.
Phoenix has the Cavs tonight.
The Cavs are kind of not playing great their last couple
they're
games.
They're not, man. They're
we'll
not.
See.
They're different away from home. Not, I mean, 26-8 still a hell of a road record, but they're so unbeatable, it seems like, in Cleveland.
Right.
So this is one tonight where, you know, we looked at the Blazers' schedule in the next week, and it's brutal. But if you get no Jokic, and let's say Murray and or Gordon aren't available to play tonight, Phoenix has the potential to lose at home to Cleveland. You got the chance to win a game that we looked at as maybe can you really beat Denver?
Right.
You got a chance. I mean, you could be, after tonight, there's a potential you're 1 game out of the 10th spot in the playoffs. 1 game back. In Phoenix schedule, if we go through it again, just brutal for the next 11 games after this, too.
Well, and look, you get into the play-in. I don't think they would win the play-in, but if you get in the play-in,
it's a single elimination.
It's a single elimination situation. You'd be playing the likes of the Kings. See, this is why I don't think they'd do it. The Clippers are better, the Timberwolves are better, and the Kings have been playing better.
Yeah.
Like, and we'll see what happens with the Kings with Sabas's ankle. I know he was going to be re-examined in 10 days, and it's been a couple days since then. But I don't think that they would make it. But making the play-in, it's right within their grasp.
Yeah.
And if they can beat a Cleveland, if they can beat a Boston,
or
if they
can
win tonight.
Or you get teams like Denver tonight where you're not playing your star guys.
And you win those games, and Phoenix is cratering to these really good teams.
Yeah.
It goes back to our 7 a.m. conversation as I just watched the Gala just throw an iron. I've never seen him react that way.
Did you see the guy?
My God,
punt is punter?
Yes.
The putter punt?
Well, he's notoriously a
that's our boy Patrick Kizire.
Yes. He's done it multiple times. He was seen trying to rip his hat as he walked off the course. It was embarrassing behavior.
And then he said, back injury, I'm withdrawing. Like,
That's what it was.
Sure, that's what it
was. The Gala literally just chucked his iron, like spiked it. I've never seen him react that
way. Calm down, Sahif.
But, you know, it goes back to our 7 a.m. hour conversation. They're winning, and they can find themselves in this play-in. I don't think they'll win it. And then where does that put you with the lottery? It just all of this is very fair to be talking about with this team. But I'm excited to see what they do against Denver.
Yeah, Denver tonight. We'll see what happens. That's how the weekend begins for the Blazers. Could be a big swing with Phoenix hosting Cleveland. So there's your NBA peekaboo. Mm-hmm. Blazers, do they got another game this weekend, or just is that the only one? Do they play again on Sunday?
I think they got. They have either Cleveland or Boston on Sunday.
I think it's Boston.
You are correct. They got Boston 3 o'clock special.
Yeah,
and then Cleveland Tuesday before they head out on a long road trip. So, a lot on the line this weekend. We'll obviously break it all down on Monday. And Oregon plays tonight right here on the Fan. Isaac Atsuko will be done a little bit early for the pregame show, which will probably be like an hour long pregame show because that game's going to start late. But they get Liberty Bibberty tonight. Estimated tip is 7:10. Game plan for about 7:30. Last game of the night on a Friday.
Yeah.
And we'll see if the Ducks under Dane Altman win their first tournament game again. Hoping for madness today. Give me the chaos. All the chaos.
Just give us some buzzer beaters, some game winners. Like, give me an upset. Bryant beating Michigan State would be hilarious.
That would be pretty damn funny. My parlay be damned. That would be pretty funny. That will do it for us, folks. I want to thank our wonderful partners here at A&A for hosting us yesterday for the other shows, today
the
for
best.
Us. Coors Light being a sponsor, video only being a sponsor. Man, this is a blast for us to be out. Our big boss, Ryan Cooley, for getting us the room to be able to do the show live from here this year. We were pumped to be out here, so we're having an awesome time. We're going to be hanging out all afternoon. Come say what's up. The fam will be here at the A&A Stadium Sports Bar and Grill all day long. Hope you win all your bets. Hope to see you out here today at A&A for Fan Madness. Enjoy day two of the NCAA tournament. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fam.